Gaelic football is to lose two of its best young prospects to the Australian Football League, prompting calls for the GAA to do more to retain talent in the country. 17-year-old Cross Malina man Kobe MacDonald will join the Melbourne-based St Kilda club once he completes his leaving cert in June, and 18-year-old Ben Murphy will leave Austin Stacks in Kerry for the Brisbane Lions. The Gaelic Players Association said losing male and female players to the AFL is a huge blow and must be addressed. We're joined now by the Kerry under 20 manager and Sunday game analyst Tomás O'Shea. Tomás, good morning and thank you for taking our call. I know that you're concerned about this and you've expressed it before. There's lots of young talent leaving Gaelic football, male and female players, being tapped up by AFL clubs in Australia. But it's hard to begrudge anyone the opportunity to play professional sport in a professional setup, isn't it?
Of course it isn't. If it was my own son, you'd tell him to go. It's an opportunity that they'll never get again. You have the lifestyle, you have the weather. It's a professional sport. It's what they dream of doing. They're good enough to do it. So the fact that we're an amateur sport, I suppose, you know, we're kind of sitting ducks. So to say it's difficult because you'd never ever wish ill on any young lad going out, and Ben Murphy's going out and Kobe MacDonald is going out, and the people of Kerry and the people of Mayo will wish the two lads nothing but the very, very best of luck, and hopefully they'll do very well.
But you're concerned, aren't you? Yes, about the way these approaches are being made.
Yeah, I mean, it happens all over. Ben O'Connor is playing with Munster at the moment and an extremely good hurler with Cork, and you know, he's a loss to Cork hurling. But rugby is in the community everywhere in Ireland. Soccer is in the community everywhere in Ireland. Golf is in the community. Basketball, they're all part of what we are on a daily basis. I just feel that Aussie rules, the way they come in, it leaves a bad taste. I hate the way it's done. Nobody ever knows that they're here tapping up players. They do it quietly. Clubs are not told. Counties are not told. They're in touch for months. I think it leaves a sour taste, even though everybody wants the lad to do well. Everybody wishes them well. Like, I'm a Kerry man. There's an amount of lads. There's Rob Monaghan, Mark O'Connor, Killian Burke. Kerry can soak it up. They won in All-Ireland this year without the lads. But there's other counties that can't soak it up as much. And if they lose their best talent, I think it is an issue. And the other big point, I suppose, 10, 15 years ago, it wasn't as much of an issue. There wasn't as many young players being poached, I would say. But our young lads are trained in development squads to such... they're specimens. They're physically ready to go at 18 years of age. Ben Murphy is as big a man as you'd see, and he's ready to rock right now. And I think that's what the Australians see. And I think it is an issue for the GAA, because I think it won't stop now. I think Australia will see the fact, right, these young lads are ready. They're prime picking. We don't have to do anything because they're an amateur sport over in Ireland. I don't think there is anything you can actually do, to be honest with you. If the young lad wants to go, you're not going to stop
them. Would you like to see clubs being compensated, though, if their players are taken from them?
I think you're going down a tricky road with that if you are compensated. I would like to see something being put in place, some rule being put in place that it's done more formally than it is. Because what's happening here is you're hearing it and the next thing the deal is done. That's the first time you've heard about it, and everything, the clubs or the counties don't even get a chance or an opportunity to discuss anything. They're just left out of it. And I think it would be a good idea for the GAA to address it, because, as I said, the young players we're producing are of a standard physically that's comparable to anything over in Australia, and it's easy for them to come over. And I think it's going to continue. I think they're actually over in Australia praising the fact that they've got Ben Murphy over, and other clubs will look at it. So it is an issue for the GAA, definitely.
Tomás, thank you very much for speaking with us this morning. That's Tomás O'Shea, Kerry under 20 manager. The time is just 9 o'clock.